You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about something that I think many of us have pondered. A concept and a subject that many of us have thought about that has kept us up late at night wondering. Can you actually be friends with your ex? Can you be friends with your ex? Can you honestly be true friends with your ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend? I want to talk about that tonight because I think this is a major subject for a lot of people listening. I think the majority of people out there have pondered about being friends with their ex, have wondered if they're missing out on something, have thought that they can make this work. You know, there was a reason why you got in that relationship in the first place, and it was about something that you loved about that person, and you should be able to take that into the rest of your life, even if you're not together in a love, marriage, girlfriend, boyfriend type relationship. And so tonight I want to talk about the concept of being friends with your ex. Is it an actual possibility? Can it be done? Or what are the side effects? What happens? And I think we have to explore that tonight because I think many of us are in that position where we don't know what to do. Is it a good idea? Is it not a good idea? And then we have to wonder, why do we want to actually be friends with our ex? Or on the flip side, why wouldn't you be friends with your ex? So let's talk about that tonight. And I think the way that we begin this conversation and with the way we begin exploring this massive topic for many of us is to begin by evaluating our current situation. That's right, the current situation. What are you doing now? Are you single? Are you in a relationship? Did you just break up? Are you married? Are you married with children? Are you happily married? Are you happily married with children? And I think there's so many different spots that we can be in our life right now that we have to evaluate our current situation with logic, intelligence, and without thinking about our ex. So let's partake. Let's start begin to think about, where are we in our life right now? How happy are we? How thrilled are we to be there? What kind of issues are we dealing with currently? Think about it. And for some of us who are single, the idea of hanging back out with your ex could be a good idea. It might not be. For us that are in a relationship, we have to ask ourselves why. But then again, I believe there's this dichotomy of the concept of, well, if it is your ex and you actually cared about them, why wouldn't you hang out with them? But some people say that you are an ex for a reason, that you move on, that the reason why people are exes is because they broke up and it's no longer. And so you have to move on. While other people say it wasn't all about the sex, it wasn't just about this or that. It was that I actually genuinely love this person. And how can you just turn it off? And that goes to another prospect too, because think about it. Some people actually break up and never speak to their exes again. What's that about? I mean, I think we're all people, right? We're all connected in this universe. We're all, you know, one degree of separation. Think about it. And so why is it that we have to run away from our past relationships instead of perhaps exploring the reason why it didn't work, understanding what went wrong, understanding that the problems within the inherent in the system, and understanding where we stand and how to overcome that relationship baggage? Because I know for a fact that I've been able to study some of my past relationships, and with the help of being friends with those people, I was able to see a lot of what I wasn't seeing when I was in the relationship. A lot of times when we're in these relationships, we get so bogged down and we're so close to the situation that it's almost impossible to see the situation for its absolute reality. And sometimes when we're able to kind of dismiss it and separate off, especially when you are broken up, and then you're able to see the person as a person, not necessarily somebody you're dating, that can triumph a new type of relationship based on friendship. Sometimes it doesn't work. But I want to explore that tonight because I think depending on our current situation, whether you're single, some of us are single and happy, others of us are single and lonely. You know, some of us could be single or recently broken up with somebody And, you know, kind of romancing, you know, our past relationship. You know, thinking about our ex, thinking about how great our ex was. Now, you know, what are you thinking about how great they were in? You know, some of us are in a relationship, and are we bored in our current relationship? Are we unfulfilled? Are we unhappy? Are we looking for excitement? Are we looking for stability? And I know that some of us go to our past because we're looking for some sort of rock at Gibraltar. We're looking for stability. Or we're reminded of some of the best sex you ever had. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we have to look at as well, is that sometimes you keep exes around for what reason? Is it really because of the friendship? Is it really because of the platonic love that we have for other human beings? Or is there more? We're going to peruse that tonight because I think that that needs to be talked about. Because this show is what? More answers, less questions. We actually talk about the real things that we have to deal with as humans. Not the stuff about, oh, well, you know, we're all loving and happy and everybody's just 1 degree of separation off. And, you know, we got to hold and hug and kiss and sing Kumbaya. Or the flip side, if you're really in love with your husband or wife, you would never speak to your ex. You would never do that. That's a jeopardy, and that's going against the marriage code, and you should burn at the stake. No, I don't agree with either of those options. And I want to peruse this tonight because I think if we really look at the subject clearly, this is going to help you formulate the situation you're in and understand what you should do next. Because you know what? It's one thing in life is that when we deal with these pasts and we deal with our exes and we deal with love and we deal with sex and we deal with marriage and we deal with relationships, there's no book out there that says, okay, thinking about calling your ex up. Nope, I haven't seen that lately. And if it is, it's like kind of in one selection or another based on the fact of, you know, how conservative or how liberal it might be, whatever. We talk about reality on this show because it's all about human experience. It's all about emotions. It's about where we are right now and how we feel. And the idea of talking to your ex, there's a lot of reasons for that. And, you know, I can go into my own thought process, my own past. When you talk to your exes, sometimes it can be just fun. And it can be just fun and amazing, and you can have a really good time. And other times it can stir up problems in your current relationship because maybe that ex is single or maybe they want to get back with you. And I think that's one of the most tumultuous issues when hanging out with your ex again, is to figure out, where do you both stand? Because if you both stand to move on and you both stand to keep going, then this can functionally be fine if you are in a marriage. However, if both of you are wanting to get back together, well, you're going to get back together. Now, what kind of collateral damage will that do? If you're married and you have kids, well, you got to worry about that. If they're married and they have kids, they got to worry about that. Think about it. What is it worth? Is the sex that big of a deal that the sex is worth everything and trumps it all? Interesting. And I think consciously it becomes an issue to try to be aware of, because I think that we keep a lot of stuff hidden in the recesses of our mind that we find a hard, difficult time to connect with. You know, putting a finger on the reason why I chose to do this. And so for everybody listening tonight, get comfortable. We got a little while to go, and I think that this is going to help you really put things into perspective. I think once we've evaluated our current life situation, okay, and so I have clients come into my office all the time, and just recently, right before I did this show, I saw several clients today and throughout the early evening. And it's very interesting because you meet with clients who are dealing with the ex. And I had one client that told me that they would never get back with their ex or hang out with their ex or spend time with their ex because they didn't believe on that. They've moved on. They don't feel like there's a need to be there. And they would never really talk to them because they thought that that would be kind of undermining their current relationship. And at first, I wanted to give this person the Medal of Honor because I was like, wow, that's pretty cut and dry. That's pretty direct. And that's very high level thinking as far as, you know, godliness and religion and thought process and spiritual and just doing the best you can. Well, I started digging a little bit. And I was able to dig just a little bit deeper, and I was able to figure out, I said, so let me ask you a question. Is your current relationship, is he better than your ex? Is the relationship right now in all facets better than your last ex? And she said, well, yes, sure. And I go, explain, is the sex better? She goes, well, yes. Well, if the sex is better and the relationship is good, why would you ever go back to your ex? And I think that's a key to understanding why people choose to go backwards. I think that's a key to understanding why people like to live in the past. Is it sex? Is it because you've been romancing the stone as far as seeing everything in rose-colored glasses and remembering the past and how fun it was? Because honestly, she made it very clear. And at first she was saying, well, this was because of religious and spiritual beliefs. But then when I was able to dig deeper, she realized that indeed it wasn't necessarily that at all. In reality, it was just that the guy that she has now and her relationship with him is way better than the past. And with that in mind, there is no reason to go backwards. Even if you're a friend and you have a contact every month or two or three, that's one thing, but there's no reason to be hanging out with your ex all the time. And I think that's interesting. So when we return, we're going to be talking more about your current situation, as well as what do you want to get out of rekindling it or connecting as a friend with your ex. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, we're exploring the topic, can you be friends with your ex? Can you be friends with your ex-girlfriend, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-wife, your ex-husband? Can you do it? Is it okay? What does it mean if you become best friends again with your ex? So we're pondering that tonight. Because I think a lot of us like the idea of being friends with our ex. A lot of us feel like this is a good idea, and some of you don't. Some of you think, okay, it's over with, it's done, there's a reason why it ended, and I don't want anything more to do with that. On the flip side, some people say, hey, you were with them for X amount of time, you must have loved something, you must have been in love with them, and if that's the case, you should be able to be friends with them. And I see both sides. And I know that there's a little bit of an issue when it comes to marriage with the husband or the wife dealing with the spouse's ex. I mean, how much is too much to hang out with the spouse? Is it okay to be friends with your spouse? And how much hangout time is allowed? And I think this is an interesting concept because I think a lot of us wonder about this. I mean, some of us had a really great time with our ex, and then we have to sit there and ponder, though, what is our current situation? Are we single? Are we in a relationship? Do we just break up? Are we married? Are we married with children? Are we happily single? Are we happily in a relationship? Are we happily just broke up? Are we happily married? Are we happily married with children? Is there something lacking in our given situation that seems that the ex could provide? And I want to peruse that later on here down in the hour. But right now, I want to talk about, what do you want to get out of this? What do you want to get out of being friends with your ex? And we need to understand those reasons to make sure that we're making this choice logically. Do we want to be a friend? Is it because we honestly, truly love them as a friend? And we believe that we should be able to be friends with them. No strings attached. No booty. No nothing like that. Just friends. And can you do that? And I think with certain exes, I think you can. Because I think that this is different for a lot of different options. If you are really good friends and better friends than you were lovers in a relationship, I can see being a friend with your ex. However, if you were in a relationship with someone with the best times you had was having sex with them because you barely communicated, I would have to red flag your friendship comment. I would have to say that the friendship thing is completely off base because you never were friends when you were together. So why would you want to be friends now? Interesting. The second thing is a confidant. You trust them? You need somebody to confide issues with? You don't feel like you have that in your current situation? And so you go back to them to confide in them some things that you want to confide in. Interesting. So why is that? If you're in a current relationship, is there a reason why you can't confide with your current spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend? If you're not in a current relationship, maybe that's the reason. However, were they always a good confidant to you? I don't think that you can just jump ship when it comes to people that you confide your deepest, darkest secrets in. I think it's a bad idea for security. You always want to keep the people nearest you that know the most dirt about you. I think you want to keep them near you because you know what? What happens if they go around blabbing? But also, if they're really that big of a confidant, wouldn't you have them around at all times? Interesting. You need reassurance. And I know that when some people are going into new relationships or getting married or what have you, and they need to have reassurance that maybe somebody from their past believes that they're doing the right thing. And this could be almost like a father figure, mother figure type relationship that you had with this ex where you look to them for, I don't know, just for kind of being the rock, a solid person. And maybe the relationship didn't work because it just wasn't what you wanted. A lot of times when we get a lot of reassurance and strength from some relationships and we're not old enough to understand the value of that, we have a tendency of breaking up. And I think when we realize that we do have somebody that we can confide in or that can reassure us, we also have to realize if they are honestly a friend of ours, that they can confide and we can reassure them. Again, it's a two-way street. Because I think that if we go into a relationship with our ex, it needs to be a two-way street. Because I think that we can only give what we can take and take what we can give. I don't really think that you can be in a relationship with somebody and have crisscross needs. It's a possibility, but it has to be thought out correctly. And I think if we're looking for reassurance, we need to question our situation right now and wondering why we don't have reassurance in our current situation. For all married people out here who are pondering hanging back out with your ex, you have to understand and think about why. What is happening with your marriage right now that you need to go run back and hang out with your ex? And I'm not judging you. This is a judgment-free zone here. This is a zone where you can think about the real and true reasons for why we do what we do, for what the answers are, for why you actually are choosing to spend time with your ex. Because for a lot of us, that time with your ex can turn into something explosive. And we have to be able to have our wits about us when going into those types of waters and territories. You know, for that need for stability, what about the need to just be back with your past? I mean, sometimes I catch myself when I'm going to another level in my career, I have a tendency of kind of wanting to stop and reconnect with my past at any cost. And when I do that, it kind of puts the brakes on my future. It kind of puts the brakes on what I'm currently doing. And I don't really realize it in the beginning, but a lot of times it's just a diversion. Like the past is not really available anymore. It's just kind of a slice of past kind of reassurance. It's more like a poster of the past, being that the same characters are involved, but it's not the same situation. There's water under the bridge. There's years that have passed. And what am I going to get out of going backwards? But then again, you ponder the fact, for example, if you had an ex that you really cared for and things weren't working out, and you knew that. And you knew that things weren't working out, but yet there was something about them you cared about and you cherished. And I think in those situations, it's good to be able to have communication with them. Because I think that's important. Because I think that if we took the time to actually have a relationship with them, it behooves us to be honest about how we feel. However, we have to wonder, is this a little bit of reminiscing or is this honest? And I think some of us do have things that were left unsaid, and I think that those need to be said, because I don't believe in the Hollywood-type films where you have the whole dichotomy of girl meets boy, boy meets girl, you know, something happens, they fall out of a relationship or whatever, then they're looking for each other, and then all this stuff's left unsaid, and he doesn't know where she stands, and she doesn't know where he stands, and eventually they get back together. Well, no, I don't believe in that. I believe that everybody should know where they stand. And I think that sometimes we have to say what's not been said. And maybe that might be a part of it about getting back with your ex, is that you're trying to basically right the wrongs. You could be trying to right the wrongs, which is a concept and a possibility for sure. You know, I think also sometimes it's just cleaning that plate. It's cleaning that slate off and allowing for more thought and more conscious work. And I think there are certain things that need to be said, and not everything possibly, but I think that that really actually helps us with closure. And I think some of us are all hanging out around town, married, single, bored, lonely, whatever it is, and there's certain things that they need closure with. There's certain things you need closure with. And I think that when you are a friend of your ex, you're able to get that closure you need without it being weird and odd. And I think that also, you know, being able to know what you want out of reconnecting with your ex is just so important. Because some of us go in that, you know, mindlessly. Like, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'd like to see him or I'd like to see her or whatever. And you get into it. And if you're not careful, you might still have some sexual feelings. So what is it? What is it if it's just the best sex you've ever had? Because I think that that's the first thing we need to really work on, is that if this is the best sex you ever had, your ex, then you got to really question why you're going back to be friends with your ex. Is it just the sex? Huh. And what do you think is going to come out of that? If you're in an absolute relationship, what's going to happen? Will your current situation suffer? Will your current situation suffer? I mean, you have to wonder, will it suffer? And I believe that if we are trying to have sexual, you know, escapades with our ex, it could cause a problem with our current marriage, girlfriend or boyfriend situation. And I think that you have to sit there and analyze, is it worth rekindling this relationship? And I think that goes back to the reason of why are you wanting to do this in the first place? What does it matter? Do you really honestly just want to be their friend? And I think in that situation, you can definitely do it. And if both people just want to be friends, it's more power to you. I mean, what if one spouse or one ex is no longer the same sexuality? That could be interesting too, as long as the other person's not trying to turn them back. But that could be interesting too, a very interesting rekindling of a friendship. You know, what about the idea of companionship? I mean, if you were really good friends, but I think, where do you draw the line between good friends and more? Where do you draw that line? And some people say, oh, well, I still flirt with my ex, but it's okay. But we don't take it over the line. And I go, well, what's the line? They go, well, the line's having sex. And I go, well, that's kind of a blurred line as far as, oh, you can kiss or what. And they're like, oh, no, long hugs, what have you. But then you have to sit back and say, are you still in love with your ex? Or is your current situation just not working out for you? You're not getting the loving and the sweet talk that you want. And I think that after we evaluate our situation and we figure out what we want out of the situation, and we analyze the fact that this is, if this is only about sex or past love that you want back, you have to analyze the fact, will your current situation suffer? Because if it will, you're taking a big risk of reopening this relationship. Because this is how a lot of lives get changed and a lot of things get reversed and a lot of things show up, is rekindling the relationship with the ex, going into that situation, putting yourself out there, going over to their house for dinner. Got to be careful. And I think we have to analyze the fact, is it worth losing our current situation for what could be or what was and what is no longer? When we return, we'll be talking about getting down to the real reason, getting down to the real reason of why you want to rekindle this relationship, or the real reason about why you want to be a friend with your ex. as well as the three thoughts that you want to keep in your mind and you want to analyze before you reconnect with your ex. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back. Be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about your ex. Can you honestly be friends with your ex? And I find that very interesting, because I think that we have to take into consideration the level of that relationship, how close we were, and some of the variables that apply. Were you better friends than lovers? Were you better lovers than friends? And I think that needs to be examined the most. Because if we were honestly better lovers than friends, then why are we wanting to be friends with our ex? That sounds like a story made up to have sex with your ex. So let's discuss the real reason. Let's get down to the real reason, the nitty-gritty, the reason why you want to be friends with your ex. And I think the first thing for most married people who are thinking about becoming friends with their ex or hanging out with their ex or calling their ex up is that things aren't going awesome in their current relationship, and that the ex looks pretty good. And I think that that's a little bit of romancing the stone, where we're romancing the past, not really putting it in the honest perspective, because there's a reason you are no longer together. I think it's also easier for us to jump from our marriage into another relationship without dealing with the situation at hand. I think it's easier to throwing caution to the wind and trying to find something to make it interesting, to break up the monotony, to have some sort of, fun. And I think a lot of people out there listening have found themselves in the situation where there they are with their ex hanging out. What's going to happen next? I think the next thing that we have to think about is getting down to the real reason is for security. I think some of us, when we're making big changes in our life, we have a tendency of getting scared. And when we get scared, we try to cling on to our past. Now, whether or not the past was a successful past and was a quality past is different. Whether those relationships from our past were good relationships or not, that sometimes doesn't matter. And the reason why it doesn't matter is because the mind makes up its own thought process. Meaning, like when you rethink something, like when you think back to a past situation, when you think back to it and you think about the memory that you have, that memory has changed. Every time you access that, that memory changes because of your own emotions now, because of how you are feeling, about the energy you're putting toward it, about the problems you're having right now. So for example, if you feel like things are not going well in your current relationship and you're looking to talk to your ex to be friends, we have to analyze exactly why. And a lot of times, maybe the ex wasn't the exact person that you need to be friends with. Maybe your friendship wasn't very good. And also, we have to step back and realize what is really going on in our relationship that we're willing to do all this to get back and to talk with the ex. What about personality? I mean, sometimes we have exes that have the greatest of personality. You have somebody that's very witty, very charming. That could be very comfortable. That could be very helpful in a stressful situation. So if people are in a marriage or a relationship that's very stressful, maybe it's finances, maybe it's health reasons. Maybe your spouse or significant other is having some very extreme health issues. And it's hard because you're over there trying to take care of them and trying to keep the face, try to keep the straight face, trying to keep the smile on. But you need someone to talk to. And I think that's interesting. Because there's a lot of reasons why it's okay to be friends with your ex. We just have to be honest about the reason why we're choosing it. Because in the end, it's only going to hurt us or help us, right? It's only going to hurt them or help them. But everybody's an adult here and can make their own decisions. I think it's interesting. If it's companionship, you have to wonder why you're not looking for companionship in your current relationship. If it's just honest friendship, that can be interesting, but it can't be connected to sex, and it can't honestly really be connected to security. Because even if it's a friendship, if you have all these other connections to it, the water's going to get murky. Situations are going to change. Your feelings might begin to change. You might start wondering why you ever left your ex. And I think for everybody listening tonight who have been there, where you've, let's say, become friends back with your ex, maybe some of y'all never stop talking to your ex. Let's talk about that. I mean, for all you who are friends with your ex, is it quite platonic? Do you feel like you're okay with leaving your ex and heading home to your husband or wife? Is that okay? Is the way that you and your ex act when y'all are together, the way you act together, the way y'all interact, is that okay as far as if your spouse was there or their spouse was there, would they see that as fine? Something to ponder. Because I think that a lot of people who are friends with their ex are still possibly flirting with their ex, still having conversations with their ex that I don't know if their spouse would like. But it seems that everybody's playing into it. And then what about the sex? Is it more important right now that you have your ex around in case? Or is it because you daydream a lot of the past? Do you daydream about the sex a lot? Is that what has you going? Is that what has you pondering being friends with the ex? Have you ever been in an interesting situation, an interesting position when you've been with your ex? Have you ever crossed the line? And if you have crossed the line, how many times? And do you feel bad about it or do you think it's acceptable? But also on the flip side, how does your ex feel? Does your ex feel used? Does your ex feel fine about the relationship? Because I think that's the big key here, is that everybody has to be on the same level. Everybody has to be thinking the same and kind of have the same wants or desires. And if one person just wants to be a friend and the other one wants to get back together, that's going to be a problem. The same is kind of a problem, too, if you are married with children or happily married or what have you, and you want to get sex with your ex and your ex wants to get sex with you. That's going to be a juicy scenario. What are you going to do about that? And what happens when you rekindle that relationship on a sexual level? What happens then? What happens then? What do you do? Is the sex worth a bunch of drama and chaos in your life? Is it worth it? I mean, some people right now listening to the show would say it's most definitely worth it. But I think some of us would have to say that it's not. I mean, is sex ever worth having a total, total change out in your life? Is it worth it? And I think that we have to analyze those situations when we're dealing with an ex. We have to analyze the situations when we want to have a friendship or ignite a friendship with our ex. And I think it's one thing if you had a friendship with your ex this whole time, y'all talked occasionally, you saw each other, it's okay. And I think you have to sit there and analyze, am I okay with that? Am I okay with just being friends with my ex? And if you are, perfect. And if they are, that's great too. But if they're not, they're going to be harboring some feelings. And maybe eventually some ill will because you don't see how or where they're coming from. On the flip-flop, if you're both very happy with being friends and you're happy in a relationship of your own, you're in one and they're in one, that's great. But I find that there's a lot of problems when one person's in a relationship and one person's not. Or one person's in a solid or more solid relationship and the other person isn't. And I find that to be the troubling situation because in those situations, there is usually situations that arise. For example, the reason why the other person hasn't found a solid relationship is because they're still stuck on you. And do you subconsciously know, or do you consciously know, that they are still stuck on you? And if they are, and you know it, what are you doing about it? Are you letting them just literally ruin and blow up every relationship in their life? Or are you going to eventually step in and say, hey, I love you and I care about you, but I'm in a relationship. And even though I love this, 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 and this about you, I think it's best if you move on and we both need to move on. And I think that that's a difficult situation for some people. Because I think in the back of their heads, they start thinking, what if something happens in my situation? What would be my backup plan? Would my backup plan be to be with this person? And I think a lot of people are holding on to backups right now in case things change. Are you holding on to a backup plan? Are you holding on to somebody mentally and emotionally as a backup plan? And if you are, why? Is it because you're truly in love with them? Is it because you're infatuated with them? Is it because you're infatuated with the concept of not being able to have something that you can't have? Is it the concept of reminiscing the best sex you ever had? Think about it. And I think once we're able to get past that and we're able to analyze that situation and understand, we can move forward. And I think that makes it better for us and easier for us to get why we've selected to be friends with our ex. So stay tuned when we return. We'll be talking more about the reasons why we want to be friends, but also the three things that we need to realize and understand about ourselves before we try to become friends and hang out with our ex in the future. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes. You could
be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking about being friends with your ex. Can you honestly be a true friend to your ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, or ex-husband? And I think it's interesting because I want to give a tidbit of information that I was thinking about on break. And that's the concept that some of us were in relationships with our exes that we truly loved. However, we realized that we could never really have a future with them. We realized that our relationship wasn't truly working. However, there were certain parts of our relationship that were good. And I think in certain situations, people can become friends with their exes. It just depends on what level. And I think it's important to talk about one caveat of the deal is that what if one person has feelings and the other doesn't? And I think that's interesting because I think we have to understand, because if we're trying to be friends with somebody who still holds feelings for you, that could be a problem. Because you're kind of like stepping over their feelings. Like you're kind of, you don't care and you're like, let's go play video games when they're over there pining for you. And I think that's a problem, but also that's their own issue. And if they're willing to be friends with you, then that's fine too. But I think that we have to realize, why is it that we want to be friends? What is maybe lacking in our life or what's not lacking? And why do we care so much? And if we care so much, why are they an ex? If you're currently married in a current situation and you're thinking about becoming friends with your ex, calling them up on the phone, sending an email, sending a text, we have to be honest and understand why we're doing it right now. We have to understand what our current relationship or marriage is problematic. What problems are we experiencing in our relationship? What problems are we experiencing? Because I think that's a telltale sign of if you honestly, truly want to be friends with them or there is another motive. Because that other motive can get you into a lot of trouble. That other motive can start feelings and other things so much that you begin having difficulty feeling, figuring out what you truly want in life. I mean, did you love him or her? Or do you still love him and her? Why did you break it off in the first place? And I think that's something that we really need to ponder as well. Because a lot of times after time has passed and the water's gone underneath the bridge and the water's dried up from the bridge and the bridge is no longer there. And we think about that person and we go, oh, oh, I wonder how they're doing. And you start romancing and positively changing a lot of what happened. Because a lot of the reasons why there are exes is because it didn't work out. It just didn't work out. But I think humans have this tendency of when we get bored or we get stressed or we have issues, we look for an escape hatch. And it's funny how we don't like to escape by ourselves necessarily. This is what's so funny about it. Instead of taking a little bit of time for ourselves and having a little sabbatical and doing a little by ourselves vacation or trek in the hills, we always find our escape in somebody else. Well, my marriage is falling apart. I'm going to call up my ex and see what my ex is doing. Instead of, well, why is my marriage falling apart? And what do I have to do with my marriage falling apart? Because a lot of times we let everybody else take the blame. Or you know what? We actually give them the blame. And instead of trying to work through things and figuring out what part of this problem is ours, what do? We go hang out with the ex. Because that's easy. Because the ex understands us. You know, the ex is going to reassure us. The ex is going to give us that confidence we need. And especially if the ex is not in a relationship at all and still has feelings for us, They're going to let you know that, you know what, it's not your fault about the marriage and that you've worked as hard as you can. You shouldn't beat yourself up over the things that you've done. And your husband or your wife just doesn't love you. They just don't, they don't see you like them. Like they have their own issues and they start painting that picture for you and you start buying in hook, line, and sinker. And the next thing you know, you go home and you go, you know what, I'm thinking about getting a divorce. I'm thinking about getting a divorce because you're thinking about how Joanne or John really knows you. Known you all these years, known you longer than your spouse. And I need to really evaluate my situation. Well, you know what? Some people have their own views and some people want to change your situation. And I find that a little bit of an issue because if you put yourself in that position, that's just going to happen. But we have to sit back and identify what are the problems that we're creating in the relationship, as well as how do we deal with that last relationship? Did we end it? Did we have closure? Did we not? And that could be an issue too. Or if you're feeling as though some of the red flags in your current relationship popped up in the previous relationship. And that could always be an interesting thing because it's always good to get clarity. Because as long as your ex is not going to paint you a ridiculous picture of how great you were and how awesome your relationship was, if you can actually use that relationship and talk with them about the problems you had and see maybe the problems you're bringing up in the current relationship, this could be actually advantageous. This could actually be advantageous. And think about it. I mean, if you are experiencing the same problems over and over again, relationship after relationship, it's good to sit back and realize what baggage are you bringing in? Because you're obviously bringing it in. Now, it might just not be a one-way street. It might not just be you. But you've definitely brought it in the past. And it seems like it's very similar now. And so if you're looking to get perspective on a situation, this could be your avenue. Now, whether or not you two can hang out all the time, I'm not sure. I'm not sure because I think that clouds your current relationship because I think we start daydreaming about what happened and the way things were. And especially if the sex is really good, you're over there daydreaming, forgetting about all the other stuff that went just kind of off to the wayside. I mean, there's a lot of our relationships that we have that most of it's not very good. Most of it's not very good. We've all had those relationships where you couldn't really talk very well to each other. You had no ability to really communicate. You argued a lot, but the sex is great. I would have to advise in that situation that being friends with them is not a real thing. You're not actually wanting to be friends with them. You're wanting to have sex with them. On the flip side, if you had a previous relationship where you were better friends than lovers and the sex wasn't really that great, but you were good friends and you really were there for each other and you had some stability there, I could see that friendship working. I could see that friendship helping. But I think, again, you have to put it in perspective. Because I believe that you can have great friends and I believe that you can confide in people, but I believe that also whoever you're married to should be the one that you can confide in the most. And if that's not the case with you, and if you try to confide with your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend and they seem to not be there for you, that's a red flag. That's a red flag that you might be with the wrong person. Because I believe that everybody has several loves of their life. I don't think there's just one set rule. I believe that there's some that are better than others, but I believe that the ones that are better than others are the ones that are the opposite from what you're used to. If you were raised in a certain situation, if you were raised in a kind of in a household that had its issues, and you know, if you were raised in a household with issues, and you know, the opposite sex adult, your father or mother, you know, and they had their issues, normally the best spouse you could have is somebody that's kind of the opposite. So if your dad was very narcissistic, and it's funny how when dad or moms are narcissistic, we pick women or men that are completely narcissistic. And it's not until we stop that awful cycle that we're able to identify the situation. Now, I got a better one for you. Let's talk about being friends with your ex. Now, what if your ex, so what if you're a woman and you were with a man and y'all broke off and then you end up getting married, okay? And the husband is different from your dad, being that he's not very narcissistic. Now, the interesting thing is that because you are so accustomed to being around a narcissistic male, that might be a reason why you're looking to be communicating with your ex, because they feel like home because you're used to it. You're used to dealing with it. You're used to having your ADD dad. And for you with moms like that who are very narcissistic, you dated a lot of narcissistic women. Some might even think borderline type women. And you dated these types of women. And it wasn't until you found a woman that wasn't narcissistic, somebody that actually truly loved you for you, did you end up getting married. However, you were so accustomed to that narcissistic woman. You're so accustomed to her demands and her attitude and her anger and her fly off the handle at any given time, and probably the sex too, that you have a tendency of looking back to see what your ex is doing. When in reality, the best relationship you can keep is the one that's opposite from your mom. And I think that's interesting, though, but because we get so comfortable, and remember, we were raised in that environment, and that's what seems normal. I mean, I think it's funny when people actually marry women or men that have the same name as their dad or mom. I mean, I think that's going a little bit far. So let's talk about the three things that you need to realize before having a friendship while you're in a relationship with your ex. And I think the first thing is that we have to realize that sometimes, based on our current situation, the ex in that relationship begins to look good. For all purposes, it seems to be a lot easier. And I think in that situation, we have to analyze what is missing in our current life. Because the reason why we probably broke up is because things weren't that good. And so we have to realize, why is it that our ex is looking good? Is it looking good because we're comfortable with them? Is it looking good because we want security? Is it looking good because we feel unstable? Are we feeling unstable in our current relationship? Are we feeling out of control? Is our relationship going so well that we're trying to self-sabotage ourselves? And I know a lot of you go, what in the heck are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about some of us choose to hang out with the ex because we actually have this deep-seated concept within our own self that's subconscious that we really want to self-sabotage ourselves and we don't really want to be happy. We'd rather have problematic situations and get caught for hanging out with the ex. Some of us are just bored. And that's something we need to rationalize as well. Is your current situation boring? And if so, what can you do to light the flame in your current situation where you don't have to go outside of the marriage or relationship to have fulfillment? The second big concept that we have to realize and understand before becoming friends or rekindling a friendship with our ex is to realize that a lot of this isn't truly real. If you were good together, if you had been good together, they wouldn't be your ex now. So in all reality, the concept of romancing this relationship isn't really adequate because it's not real. It's not real because if it was real, you would have been together still. You wouldn't be going back to be friends. You would be engaged or you would be married, and that would be that. And this would be a mute conversation. And last but not least, are you running to the past to deal with your current issues? Are you running to the past to deal with your current issues? Because I found out that going to your past a lot of times doesn't solve anything. It actually just adds for more questions and makes you wonder if you're on target, if you're in the right place at the right time. So think about that. Are you running to the past to deal with current issues? Are you really thinking and visualizing and determining upon a real situation? Or is this all romance? Because you know what? You wouldn't be an ex otherwise. As well as, is the ex just looking good? Is the ex just looking good because of the purpose is easy? Because you can actually overcome whatever you feel like you're dealing with in your relationship and run back to the ex whenever you feel like it? Those are things that you want to analyze before you become friends with your ex. And I think that it's okay to be, hey, how you doing? And to have a communication. But you need to know at what level you're operating from and why you are honestly wanting to be friends with your ex. Stay tuned because we have a great show next, and Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.